Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this commemoration of the deceased of the Seraphic Order. And this follows the two celebrations preceding it, that of All Saints Day, and then yesterday, All Souls. And so it's in these days that the Church has us turning our gaze toward the end, toward the final goal, what comes after the grave. And this is very, very useful for the spiritual life, right? To keep that end in mind so as to live wisely, right? We just read the parable of the virgins, the foolish and the wise virgins. And the foolish were foolish precisely because they were not prepared for the end that was coming. And instead, the wise virgins were prepared. And so they met the bridegroom and entered into the wedding feast. And so the scripture itself, right, says that to keep the end in mind, that is, the prudent man has his eyes in front. He sees where he is going. It's also a time when we take into consideration the entire church, the entire mystical body, which is made up of us who are still on our pilgrim way through this world, battling against difficult and formidable forces, and the devil, the world, and the flesh, trying to make our way to heaven. And so we are called the Church Militant, because we are striving and seeking. And then there is the Church Suffering. That's the Church in purgatory, which is being purified, still undergoing purification. And then the Church Triumphant are those souls who are already receiving the fullness of the reward in heaven. And so we celebrated All Saints, those who are just in perfect love, purified by God's love, and all of the dross and imperfections of disordered self-love and disordered attachments, they are there in heaven. And they are watching us and praying for us. Then we've got yesterday All Souls. And these are souls who died with imperfect love, right? The greatest commandment, to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. If you do that every day, you know, waking up, make your resolution to do that, and you go to bed and your conscience doesn't rebuke you for not having done that, if you do that day after day, you will go straight to heaven when you die. That's God's plan. That's what he wants. And this is very possible if we stick to it. And so there should be no need for purgatory. But by the mercy of God, purgatory exists, right? For those who fell short of that love with which they could have loved God, and yet they did not choose something to love greater than God, right? They didn't die in the state of mortal sin, but they still need to be purified. And so the scripture says that nothing impure will enter heaven. And so our love must be purified, either in this life or in the next. And so today we celebrate, or remember, the deceased of the Franciscan order, that is, those who professed the rule of St. Francis, okay, and that includes third order members, those members of the Franciscan order who did not live up to what they professed. And really, with all reason, I mean, we read it everywhere in the writings of the saints and even in the gospel. Our Lord says, those who have been given much, much will be required. And so if we've been given many graces, we must cooperate with those graces. Okay, we must cooperate. And certainly it is a great grace. In fact, the theologians say it's the second greatest grace, the greatest being receiving baptism, and the second greatest making religious profession, okay? Professing poverty, chastity, and obedience, to live a life more closely conformed to Jesus Christ. And so, along with that gift and great grace comes great responsibilities. And it stands to reason that they will be judged more strictly based on the words of our Lord himself, right? And so we remember those friars, sisters, third order members who did not live up to the calling that they received. You know, not in a way in which they died in mortal sin, but nevertheless, not in the way in which they should have lived and become saints, following in the footsteps of our seraphic father, Saint Francis. Loving God, again, with all one's heart, mind, soul, and strength, living very close to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so we remember them, and it's also, of course, a time for us to call to mind and to reflect and examine ourselves. And I say not only those of us who have made religious profession, but those who have embraced any state of life, the married life, you too professed vows before the altar of God. You too received sacramental grace when you pronounced those vows and received that sacrament from your spouse. And with that grace, there's also responsibility to live out that vocation faithfully, perseveringly, to the end, and to become saints, just like Louis and Zélie Martin, right? There are saints who were married. So all of this is possible. All of this is willed by God. Let's keep our hands to the plow, and let's not look back. But let's, by the grace of God, make ourselves fit for the kingdom of heaven. Saint Francis, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.